Today we continue to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 23, entitled The Shishumara Planetary System. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskritya Narachaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Nastaprayetu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhagavati Naishkiki. Some yogis or learned scholars of astronomy. Etat.
This.
Jyotihi Anikam. Great wheel of planets and stars. Shishumara Samsthanena. Imagine this wheel to be a Shishumara dolphin. Bhagavatam, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Vasudevasya,
Lord Vasudeva, the son of Vasudeva, Krishna, Yoga Dharanaya,
in absorption and worship,
Anuvarnayanti.
Describe.
Translation and purport by Swami Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Ki jai.
Translation. This great machine, consisting of the stars and planets, resembles the form of a Shishumara dolphin in the water. It is sometimes considered an incarnation of Krishna, Vasudeva. Great yogis meditate upon Vasudeva in this form because it is actually visible. Purport. Transcendentalists such as yogis whose minds cannot accommodate the form of the Lord prefer to visualize something very great such as the Virata Purusha. Therefore, some yogis contemplate this imaginary Shishumara to be swimming in the sky the way a dolphin swims in water. They meditate upon it as the Virata Rupa, the gigantic form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We will go through the rest of the verses. I've sent you one message.
I'm following it from
text. Five. This form of Shishumara has its head downwards and its body coiled. On the end of its tail is the planet of Dhruva, on the body of its tail are the planets of the demigods, Prajapati, Agni, Indra and Dharma, and at the base of its tail are the planets of the demigods, Dhata and Vidhata. Where the hips might be on the Shishumara are the seven saintly sages like Vasishta and Angira. The coiled body of the Shishumara chakra turns towards its right side, on which the 14 constellations from Abhijit to Purnamasu are located. On its left side are the 14 stars from Pushya to Uttarashada. Thus, its body is balanced because its sides are occupied by an equal number of stars. On the back of the Shishumara is a group of stars known as Ajavithi, and on its abdomen is the Ganges that flows in the sky, the Milky Way. Text 6. On the right and left sides of where the loins meet might be on the Shishumara Chakra of the stars named Purnamasu and Pushya, Agra and Ashlesha on its right and left feet, Abhijit and Uttarashara on its right and left nostrils, Shravana and Purvashara or at its right and left eyes and Dhanishta and Mula or on its right and left ears. The eight stars from Magha to Anuradha, which mark the southern course, are on the ribs of the left of its body, and the eight stars from Mrigasirisha to Purva Bhadra, which mark the northern course, are on the ribs on the right side. Shatak, Visha and Jyeshta are on the right and left shoulders. On the upper chin of the Shishumara is Agasthi. On its lower chin, Yamaraj. On its mouth, Mars. On its genitals, Saturn. On the back of its neck, Jupiter. On its chest, the Sun. And within the core of its heart, Narayana. Within its mind is the moon. On its navel, Venus. On its breast, the Ashwini Kumaras. Within its life air, which is known as Pranapana, is Mercury. On its neck is Rahu. All over its body are comets, and in its pores are the numerous stars. Text 8 contains the prayer to Shishumara. We will recite that verse. एतत् उभयव भगवतो विष्णु विष्णुः सर्व देवा देवतामयं रूपं अहर्थः संध्यायां प्रयतो वाग्यतो निरीक्षमान उपदिष्टेन नमो ज्योतिर्लोकाय कालायनाय अनिमिषं पतये महापुरुषायापि धीमहि इति. Do the word to me for text 8. Etat, this, yuha, indeed, eva, certainly, bhagavataha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnuho, Lord Vishnu, sarva devata mayam, consisting of all the demigods, rupam, form, aha, aha, always, sanyayam, in the morning, noon and evening, prayataha, meditating upon, vāgyataha, controlling the words, nirikshamāha, observing, upatishteta, one should worship, namaha, respectful obeisances, jyotihi, lokāya, at the resting place of all the planetary systems, kālāyanāya, in the form of supreme time, animisham, of the demigods, pataye, unto the master, Mahapurushaya, and to the Supreme Person, Abhidhimahi, let us meditate, iti, thus, translation. My dear King, the body of the Shishumara, as thus described, should be considered the external form of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Morning, noon and evening, one should silently observe the form of the Lord, as the Shishumara, and worship Him with this mantra. O Lord, who has assumed the form of time, O resting place of all the planets moving in different orbits, O Master of all demigods, O Supreme Person, I offer my respectful obeisances unto You and meditate upon You. Text 9. Translation. The body of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, which forms the Shishumara Chakra, is the resting place of all the demigods and all the stars and planets. One who chants this mantra to worship that Supreme Person three times a day, morning, noon and evening, will surely be free from all sinful reactions. If one simply offers his obeisances to this form or remembers this form 3 times a day, all his recent sinful activities will be destroyed. Purport. Summarizing the entire description of the planetary systems of the universe, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that one who is able to meditate upon this arrangement as the Virata Rupa or Vishwa Rupa, the external body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and worship Him 3 times a day by meditation, will always be free from all sinful reactions. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur estimates the Dhruva Loka, the pole star, is 3,800,000 yojanas above the sun. Above Dhruva Loka by 10 million yojanas is Maharloka. Above Maharloka by 20 million yojanas is Janaloka. Above Janaloka by 18 million yojanas is Tapaloka. And above Tapaloka by 120 million yojanas is Satya Loka. Thus, the distance from the sun to Satya Loka is 223,800,000 yojanas, or 1,870,400,000 miles. The Vaikuntha planets begin 26,200,000 yojanas, 209,600,000 miles above Satya Loka. Thus, the Vishnu Purana describes that the covering of the universe is 260 million yojanas, 2 billion and 80 million miles away from the sun. The distance from the sun to the earth is 100,000 yojanas, and below the earth by 70,000 yojanas are the 7 lower planetary systems called Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala and Patala. Below these lower planetary systems by 30,000 yojanas, Sheshanaga is lying on the Garbhodaka ocean. That ocean is 249,800,000 yojanas deep. Thus, the total diameter of the universe is approximately 500,000 yojanas. No. Or 4 billion miles.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttarakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savagutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Tamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabham Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Ananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So in this chapter dealing with the Shishumara planetary system talks about the different, in one sense we can say, the offices of the administrators of this universe are arranged in a way that resembles that of a dolphin. And these, and I mean the administrators and the great sages, we saw a list of them in the introduction to this chapter about how great personalities like Yamaraj, then Indra, Prajapati, Kashyapa, Dharma, then the sun, moon, then the various stars, starting from Abhijit to Purnavasu, then from Pushya to Uttarashara, then Purnavasu to Pushya. Now this whole arrangement resembles the structure of a dolphin. Now those yogis who cannot meditate on the personal form of the Lord, they meditate on the Virata Rupa. So when doing a bit of study on this Virata Rupa meditation, I just found points from the second canto, second chapter, where the title of the chapter is The Lord in the Heart. So that chapter begins with Lord Brahma himself meditating on the Virata Rupa, and then he regains his consciousness by appeasing the Lord. Thus he was able to rebuild the creation as it was before. So this is 2.2.1 onwards. So in that section we clearly understand the different levels of yogis who meditate on what. Now this Virata Rupa meditation, Krishna does mention in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahudha Vishwatomukham. And this Vishwatomukham worshippers are more of the Prabhupada puts them as third class, who cannot conceive of anything beyond the manifestation of this material universe. So I can perceive something, so I can meditate on it, and therefore that's reality. I'm getting attracted towards matter in its gigantic form with all the luminaries and attractive features. That must be supreme. The Prabhupada writes, they consider the universe to be the supreme organism or entity and worship that. So whenever the word that, it is being used, so we feel a bit shocked, because personalists, that sends a wave of shock in our spine. So we are calling Lord it. That.
He.
But that's their level of consciousness. So they can conceive, and they cannot conceive anything beyond the manifestation of this material universe. So the universe is also a form of the Lord, as our Prabhupada describes. So one end we see, third class impersonalists also meditate on the Virata Rupa. We see Lord Brahma is also meditating on the Virata Rupa. And then there are three kinds of yogis who, Srila Vishnu Chakritabhu, four kinds of yogis. Some of them also meditate on the Virata Rupa. Thanks to the supposed study guide by the Vyapit glorious devotees, we are able to understand these different types of yogis, and they have also given a good flowchart kind of a representation about this Virata being the object of meditation. Now what is the difference is the impersonalist who cannot conceive beyond this material manifestation, they don't have the understanding of the personal form of the Lord and they cannot conceive. As described, matter is prominent for them and they get attracted to material manifestation, and that's their, if you are focusing on that, that's what becomes your object of meditation. That's why the word dharana is being used, dharanayam. And even in this current chapter, the word dharana, yoga dharanayam, in absorption in worship. So if your entire absorption, attraction is going in that direction, and that's what you want to meditate on, and that's what the Lord manifests externally, and you meditate on that form of the Lord. But the problem is thinking that there is no creator behind the creation, and this is all in all. What I see, that's all in all. And that's what I'm getting attracted to, so that must be supreme. I cannot perceive with my contaminated senses, the form, the spiritual world or anything. So that is not real. What is in front of me, that's real. So I'll ignore, or I'll even go to the next step saying, this is the supreme, and then in the 17th chapter, Divisions of Faith, Prabhupada says that they will bring down even the form of Vishnu to be a mundane form. The form needs to be discarded when you reach the realization of Brahman. So that is the lowest form.
So lowest yogi?
Lowest of the impersonals.
Lowest of the
impersonals. So first we are considering the within impersonalists in 9.15, not the lowest. Lowest when compared to Virata worshippers who have a personal understanding. So in 9.15 Prabhupada gives three levels of impersonalists. And within that three, we are looking at the last one, Bahula Vishuddha Mukha. Now, among the three in 9.15, Prabhupada says, he who worships himself, one the Supreme, he is the lowest. So, within the impersonalist, the one who worships the universal form is better. But those who worship the Virata Rupa, among them, this person who we are discussing in 9.15 is the lowest. In Bhagavatam 2.2, we have descriptions of yogis and Lord Brahma himself meditating on the Virata Rupa. So there is beauty. Because they have the understanding of the personal form of the Lord. But as Prabhupada writes in 2.2.1, that the tendency to forget is there. So Prabhupada describes Brahma as an incarnation of the Lord. He is in the mode of passion. He is empowered by the Lord to generate this beautiful material manifestation. But because he is also a jiva, he is apt to forget the art of his creative energy. So Prabhupada generalizes that this forgetfulness is common for all living entities, as beginning from Lord Brahma to the lowest insignificant ant. Now this forgetfulness of the living entity can be counteracted by meditation on the Virata Rupa of the Lord. So Prabhupada says, this chance is given, is available in the human form of life. When a human being follows the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam and begins to meditate upon the Virata Rupa, then revival of his pure consciousness and counteraction of the tendency to forget his eternal relationship with the Lord can follow simultaneously. Now, the difference is that we are not considering the Virat Rupa, at least Lord Brahma, when he meditates on the Virat Rupa, he is not considering that Rupa to be supreme. But it is a stepping stone to recollect his memory, to create the material manifestation again and reinstate himself as an eternal servant of the Lord. If you are using it for that purpose, then it is not condemned. The Prabhupada goes on to explain that after you become, your memory is brought back, then you have Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, as described in 2.41. So then, the explanation of how the Lord is all pervading, hands and legs everywhere, and this is how you visually see what is described in the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam, how you are able to visually see. So the whole essence of that purport point is that you should counteract your false egoism, your forgetfulness, your absent-mindedness by remembering the Virat Rupa, and that should lead you to remember your actual position as the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's the first understanding of meditation on the Virat Rupa. So in that chapter, 2.2, we hear the descriptions of different levels of yogis. The advanced yogis, the most advanced yogis to be precise, they directly engage in bhakti yoga. And that's described. Then, the advanced yogis, they meditate on the on the Supa Soul. That is, the personal conception is there, and they are meditating on the Supa Soul. Just trying to get the words. So this is described in verses 14 onwards. I'm sorry, from 8 to 11 of second 2.2 describe the meditation of an advanced yogi on Supa Soul. Then 14 describes those who meditate on the Virat Rupa. This verse 2.2.8 gives the classification. So Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur describes that some yogis who meditate on the various, and they follow various yoga paths, there are four types. The first type meditates on the prana and the mind without using the form of the Lord. So that is not approved by Bhagavatam, the formless meditation. The second type becomes purified by meditating on the universal form just described, which means 2.1, describe the universal form of the Lord, the various lokas, how middle, upper, lower planetary systems are like his legs, navel and face, so on, then Brahma, Kshatriyas, Vaishya, Shudras, all that was described in 2.1. Now, the second type is the one who meditates on the universal form, which was just described, And then they meditate on the Garbhodaksha Vishnu. So the second type, meditate on universal the form, but they become purified and they meditate on personal form, that is Garbhodaksha Vishnu. And that Garbhodaksha Vishnu, his beautiful form is being described. And these devotees, yogis meditate on the personal beautiful form of the Lord. Now there is a third type of those who meditate on the universal form. They meditate on the Paramatma inside the heart. As we all know, the three Paramatma levels, Mahavishnu, Garbhodaksha Vishnu and Shivadaksha Vishnu. Mahavishnu is the Paramatma for the entire material manifestation. For the individual universe, Garbhodaksha Vishnu is the Paramatma. And then Shivadaksha Vishnu is inside every living being and every atom. So the third type, they meditate on the universal form and then they meditate on the Shivadaksha Vishnu. They meditate on the Vyasti Virat, the Lord in the heart with four arms. The fourth type is pure in heart already. So this is how you clearly see the distinction and fine details of those who meditate on the Virat Rupa. Now going a little deeper on those who are more attached to this material world. Compared to the few devotees, they are placed in the lower stage, but they are not lower like that of the impersonalists. They are attracted to the personal form of the Lord, but they are still attached to some enjoyment. So that description starts from 2.22 onwards. That's called as slow liberation, Krama Mukti. Because the previous one was fast track. So 22 onwards describes, 2.22 onwards describes the path taken by the Virat Rupa meditators, and that's where the Shishumara will also come into picture. So having understood the context, the attached meditator who meditates on the Virat Rupa, he has desires to enjoy in Swarga or Brahmaloka. By meditating on the Virat Rupa, he gives up his gross body but travels to those places with his subtle body. So this path is called Krama Mukti. Now one may question that the karmis are also enjoying, these kind of meditators are also enjoying. What is the difference? Is that the enjoyment of these Virat Rupa meditators comes from their knowledge, their tapa and austerity. And knowledge. So this is the enjoyment in the mode of goodness. It's the mode of goodness in Vainshi by giving. Sukha Sangena Padnati. Vidya, Tapa, Yoga, and Jnana. Now, the path, the journey begins. So the first stop is at Vaishvanara Loka. And then the second stop is at the Shishumara constellation. And that is being described in today's verse, section of verses. So as they are moving upwards, they give up their coverings, the yogis. They also exhibit the quality of compassion. That's what the first verse described. Why are they there in the highest position? Because they are compassionate towards other living entities. As described, the third stop is at Maharloka, the fourth stop is at Brahmaloka. In Brahmaloka, there is no lamentation or fear except suffering in the mind because of seeing the suffering of the non-devotees. That's the only suffering. And for that reason, they guide, that's why we see those great sages, they guide the common public by giving them knowledge. And that is why it is mandatory for living beings who are conditioned to offer respect to Deva, Rishi, Bhuta, after. If you are not directly worshipping the Supreme Lord, you are bound to pay respects to all those Rishis. But even as devotees, we should respect them, because these Rishis, Munis, they are giving us the scriptures and they are part and parcel of the Lord. And out of their compassion, even though they are sitting in a higher place, they don't need to look down and help us, but out of compassion, out of anxiety, they are helping. So, we must be grateful and respectful to them, seeing them as the compassionate messengers of the Lord. Now, after Brahmaloka, the yogi passes through the layer of earth, water, air and ether, then he successively attains the five sense objects successively. So thus we saw the meditation of the Virat to perform the various levels of it. The other interesting aspect that I came across is the scientific way of looking at this whole Trishumara constellation. I came across this article in Medium by one of the devotees. His name is Govardhan Prabhu. According to the introduction in the Medium that he has given, he is the grand disciple of Srila Prabhupada and son of the devotees initiated by Srila Prabhupada. So, Prabhupada disciple's son, and looks like he has seen growing up Prabhupada in the forefront of his early life, Govardhan Prabhu. I don't know if anyone knows him. But he has done extensive research. I've shared that link with Sri Krishna Prabhu. I think hopefully he's shared with the in the congregation. So he has put together side by side pictures from NASA and various other sources about the universe, the cosmos, and then the description of how the cosmos is seen as a wheel, and how then he links it back to that wheel which the Lord holds in his hand, the Kala Chakra, and he quotes the Bhagavatam verse 5.14.29. The personal weapon used by Lord Krishna, the disc, is called Hari Chakra, the disc of Hari. This chakra is a wheel of time. It expands from the beginning of the atoms up to the time of Brahma's death, and it controls all activities. So that's how he makes this connection of viewing the universe from the modern point of view, connecting back to the Bhagavatam way of describing it with respect to Shishumara. Yeah, before going to that, the upper and upper, middle and lower planetary systems as taken, as seen by a picture by the scientists, they call it with a specific name, the Milky Galaxy Way. That's how Prabhu equates the Bhumandala with the Milky Galaxy Way, with the Lord in the center. The four sides of Sumeru Mountain is called cosmically the central bulge or the bar spiral galaxy, which is called a supermassive black hole. Now the lotus, that is the bud, which is on which Lord Brahma is born, according to scientists, the picture, the Milky Way picture that's been taken, so that's called as foaming bubbles. So you see the Milky Galaxy Way, and then there's a bubble on top, and then there's a bubble at the bottom, and that bubbles are called as foaming bubbles. And Prabhupada writes that this is the beautiful arrangement of the Lord, and these luminaries are like the cows, and Lord Krishna is the cowherd boy. He is managing and maintaining them. So the Sishumara Chakra is our home Milky Way galaxy, and that is located the Jambudvipa and Mount Sumeru with its four belt-like mountain ranges. So this formation of the dolphin is our home Milky Way galaxy. That's how Prabhupada puts it. And he quotes the current chapter 5.23. Thus we see the picture of the cosmos shown in the form of a wheel is the Sudarshan Chakra. The center is a black hole, and then we see the Milky Galaxy Way, and then the bubbles on the top, the Fermi bubbles, is the upper planetary systems, and the lower bubble is the lower planetary systems as connected by Govardhan Prabhu. Aspect of the air controlling the movement of the different various planetary systems, as we saw in the previous verse. The planets float in the air within the vast sky, just as clouds, hundreds of tons of water float in the air. Now, the movement of the planetary systems is controlled by air. Now the movements of these planetary systems also affect us living beings while we are in this material world condition. It affects us. Now Lord Kapila in the third canto, he describes various ways by which the light air can be controlled, thereby minimizing the effect of the threefold miseries upon the living entity, and thereby focus on meditation. Because we saw the concept of dharana and the object of meditation, ashraya, taking dharana ashraya. For meditation, how the control of air within the body is helpful. This is from 3rd canto, 28th chapter. In Prabhupada also writes in the Purport. Text Text 8. After controlling one's mind and sitting postures, one should spread his seat in a secluded and sanctified place, sit there in an easy posture, keeping the body high, and practice breath control. Now, by practicing the process of pranayama, one can eradicate the contamination of this physiological condition. So, at the present moment, due to various disturbances from outside and from inside, and due to living conditions, due to our attempts to counteract the miseries by taking various steps, by taking various medicines, counteractive measures, the life air within the body might have gone out of balance. So by practicing yoga and breath control, one can counteract such mental disturbances. Prabhupada writes that diseases are due to imbalance, diseases of the body is due to imbalance of the air, and if the air is out of balance to a large extent, then it affects the mind. So mental diseases are due to imbalance of the air to a large extent. That can be counteracted by understanding one's body type based on Ayurveda, then following that particular type of breath control which is suited for your body type in a particular time of the day, thereby you eliminate the contamination and the physiological, whatever contamination is there in physiology, can be overcome by such process of pranayama. In the discussing the divine and demonic nature, Prabhupada writes that when you become angry, the whole body becomes contaminated. Now, how do we clean ourselves? One of the methods is by purifying and regulating the air flow. Especially when you are in a disturbed state of mind, you won't be able to chant the Hare Krishna mantra or do your Gayatri or do your deity worship in a proper way. So one of the steps to eliminate the disturbance of the mind is by regulating the air. And for that, one has to know their own body type and what type of air regulation can be applied in which particular time of the day. Because there are methods by which you can keep a balance, you can accelerate to do actions, and after you have done tremendous physical work, you can cool down and retire to bed. So one should know what to do at what particular time and according to your body type. So this will eliminate the issue of not getting proper rest, because many of us face the problem of not being able to sleep because too many thoughts going on. So then there is a particular method of controlling the thoughts by controlling the breath and regulating the air through one part of the nose. You can bring it down. So if you breathe in and breathe out only through the left nostril, that helps to slow down and gives a signal to the body that it's time to slow down and go to bed, retire, kind of. So that's nice. And then if you want to be, you want to indulge in an activity which involves a lot of focus, concentration and action both physically and mentally, then there is a different method for that. So, I thought it's relevant now to mention this. It's not just you read how the air controls various higher planets and the movements of various planets above us. The regulation of air can also help us control the lower nature, which will make us go into Atala, Vitala, Sutala. Rather than that, if we are able to control and regulate the life air in the human form of life, you can go up through consciousness. You can regulate your consciousness, and most importantly, it will help us to chant the Hare Krishna mantra better, and it will help us to do our Gayatri better. And His Holiness Satyananda Maharaj recommends that you do some breathing regulation before you do Gayatri. I remember even Bhakta Prabhu telling me that when I took some help from him, he advised me to breathe exercises. So that helps us minimize the impact of the effect of the planetary systems and the effect of the threefold miseries around us. The next section I just wanted to touch upon is the effect of various planets as described here, and the information that I found is how the Lord and His various incarnations are governing, and they are the ones who are providing the energy for all the various planetary systems. What I thought of sharing is the mapping of the incarnations of the Lord and the various the nine planetary systems. So this is from His Holiness Shivadatta Swami's Transcendental Psychology book. And we also saw in the previous chapter about how some planets are good influence, some in the mode of goodness, some are in the mode of passion, some are in the mode of ignorance. The luminaries, the Sun, Moon and Jupiter are sattvic planets. Venus and Mercury are rajasic, while Mars and Saturn are tamasic. Rahu and Ketu are not mentioned in the Parashramani's verse, but the Jyotisha assigns them, Rahu to be of Rajoguna and Ketu to be of Tamoguna. So then the next verse describes about how the Lord in His various forms is manifesting as these various planetary systems and is influencing us. So Lord Ram manifests as Sun. That's why Surya Vamsa. Lord Ram is one of it. Then Chandra Vamsa, what's the natural guess? Who will you guess for Chandra? Krishna. So that's why mind, moon, then Lord Himself. That's why we say in the prayer of Lord Shiva, in the Rudra Gita, Lord Shiva glorifies Namo Namo Aniruddhaya Rishikendriyatmane. So in Lord Aniruddha Chaturvyuha, for the mind, is Lord Aniruddha. Then Lord Narasimhadev manifests as Mars. Buddha, Lord Buddha manifests as Mercury. And Lord Vamana manifests as Jupiter. Lord Parashuram manifests as Venus. And Lord Kurma manifests as Saturn. Lord Varaha manifests as Rahu. And Lord Matsya manifests as Ketu. Now, why do we need this mapping? At least I felt that if you are in a position to encourage those who have taken Srimad Bhagavatam, if they are going to look for solutions to counteract their material miseries, you can redirect them to the fifth canto to read these sections and these prayers which glorify the different incarnations of the Lord. Of course, if they are able to directly take up the worship of Lord Krishna, is glorious. If not, I felt that this mapping and redirection of such attached well-wishing devotees, I mean, they have taken Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Devotees, to help them to purify themselves and accelerate and make them, if this is one of the methods to get them to take a Bhagavatam and read, so then why not encourage in this direction? If you have this mapping and then they come to you, I have a problem, these planets are against me or these are favoring me, then you can tell them, like, one of the solutions is to read Srimad Bhagavatam and then specific to your situation in this particular time, you might consider reciting these prayers from these sections. So that's why we saw in the 5.17, 5.18, 5.19, we saw various prayers to Lord Narasimhadev. O Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, beginning with that. Then wishing well for all others, Swasti Astu, Swasti Kala, Prasidatam. Like that. So for global well-being, also if somebody is interested that they want to chant a prayer, if you are in an interfaith meeting, if you want to wish well for all, that's Swasti Astu. Let there be auspiciousness for all living beings. Let all envious persons be pacified. That's very highly relevant at this stage where those demonic tendencies are predominant now. As spiritualists, we can offer solutions to these methods by understanding the very specific needs, requirements of those who are pious and who have taken Bhagavatam, who have taken Bhagavad Gita. The tentative structure that came to my mind is introduce them to Srila Prabhupada, make them understand that we are holding these Srimad Bhagavatam and reciting and reading and discussing because of the mercy of Him. So that is a starting point, that's a very good starting point. Introduce them to Prabhupada's Pranam Mantra, the meaning, why we chant, the mood, then to Panchatattva, then Lord Krishna, and then the various glorious verses in the Bhagavad Gita. You take them through that, Chaturshloki Gita. And within Gita also you find a lot of verses which will help us counteract the miseries. They are created by the effect of the various planetary influences. One who is regulated in his habits of eating, sleeping, recreation and work can mitigate all material miseries. And then 17th chapter describes what to do in terms of food, sacrifice, austerity. It's very practical. So while in that point about the regulation of the breath, I forgot to mention the point. When you are taking a sankalpa to do an activity more focused way, now if you take that when your air is regulated and then when you recite or when you make those affirmations or intention statements, which is very famous in the self-help industry nowadays, and for that matter, even the imbalances in the various chakras, the Prabhupada says in this introduction, this the base chakra, Kundalini chakra, each one of them affect different aspects of you. So, before saying those affirmations, if one is able to regulate his life air and be in a state of mind, and then set those intention statements or affirmations inside them, then you're not only removing the contamination by reading, by regulating your breath. After that, If you are able to focus on something very spiritually uplifting, like these set of slokas and verses, so that the unwanted is removed and that which is beneficial is being put, not only in your conscious mind but also in your subconscious mind. Because the period when the life has balance, and that's when you can have access to the subconscious mind also. We don't necessarily have to look out for hypnotizing ourselves. So if we are able to balance our air and then focus on the form Guru and Krishna and look at their forms, because that becomes your object of meditation, absorption. That will eliminate the effect of the various planetary systems and the effect of negativity outside us. So in that way, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam can be given to those who have already taken those books, and then they can be induced to read those books. In that way, the books don't become self-help books, they become real self-help uplifting books. Otherwise they just sit on the shelf. So we give them in this way, actually it is more appealing to them. So I'll conclude here. And see if there are any comments or questions on what we discussed.
So those who are interested in cosmology,
yes.
So they can see the Lord through all these planets and then slowly purify.
Yes, in cosmology, yes, they can see the Lord through these various. Some way, shape, or form, you need to bring them in contact with the Lord. Yena, kena, kukarpina. And then they absorb it. We can elevate them. Within the Virat Rupa worshippers who know the personal form of the Lord, and there, and within them, some of them are unattached, and they take a bhakti and they proceed towards liberation. Others are advanced and they are attached to the Paramatma feature. So one is Bhagavan feature, direct liberation. Then Paramatma feature as Paramatma of Garbhodaksha Vishnu feature, they are attracted, they glorify the personal form of the Lord, they meditate and they get liberated. Then the third type is they worship the Virat Rupa, but they have material attachments. So for them the Krama Mukti is described. Now the point that you are asking about the gradual progression, it depends how quickly you give up your attachments. It is described that there is still some attachment in the mind to go and live in those lokas. So the mind carries you there and you live there, and then eventually you see the destruction of those lokas and you will become purified and you will go up. Now with Lord Brahma meditating on the Virat Rupa, he regains his lost memory and then gradually proceeds, as Prabhupada writes in the purport, that he re-establishes himself as the servant of the Lord, and then he starts his creation again. So if we are lost, and if we are not able to directly focus on the personal form of the Lord, Virat Rupa can be an option, as told by Prabhupada in 2.2.1.
That means meditating in the Virat Rupa, the effects of meditating in the Virat Rupa depend on the level of consciousness of the meditator?
Yeah, it says, as Prabhupada's own words, if a human being follows instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam and begins to meditate upon the Virat Rupa, then two things happen. Then revival of his pure consciousness and counteraction of the tendency to forget his eternal relationship with the Lord can follow simultaneously. So that was the line that I picked up and expanded upon. So it might happen to devotees also.
What is the reference for this?
2.2.1.
Yeah.
As soon as forgetfulness is removed, then you are reinstated in your eternal position of the servant of the Lord, and then you continue your service. So the false egoism, forgetfulness, and so these things can be counteracted by meditating on the Virat Rupa according to the instructions of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
That's right, Dr. Sierra. Important is to consider, sometimes we think in the linear form that, okay, Virat Rupa is level upgrading myself to Paramatma and then Bhagavan, but what about if we are more in a circle aspect, not just linear, because each time we can go deeper and deeper, because in this case, by meditating in the universal form, if you even are a sort of body, the benefit of doing it is quite different compared if you are just in the lower level. Each time can be even deeper and more realizations, and in view it's better.
Yes, so it can be vertical. You could go in circles. Depends on how much attachments you have, that many, like you're attached to earth, water, fire, air, ether, so then accordingly to that extent, and then you're attached to those lokas, Brahma loka, Maha loka, like that. So that's how Vishnu Chakra Thakur writes that if you're attached to living in those places, that's what mode of goodness gives you. Oh, this seems to be a good place. Now, the way I felt it can be counteracted is by reading the descriptions of Vaikuntha Loka. So that was described in the, I think in the beginning of third canto, description of Vaikuntha will be given. Just as you get attracted to the various lokas, it's the same tendency if you get attracted to the Vaikuntha Loka where the men have four arms, they have the same form as the Lord, they are always engaged in the service of the Lord, the Lord is there, the four arms with the Kaustubha gem, Sivatsa mark. Then they are flying in the airplane, but they are all focused, they have there are plants, trees, and how the various flowers, they give more respect to Tulsi because Tulsi is dear to the Lord. And then the birds which can sing nicely, they keep a low profile because the bumblebee is glorifying the Lord. So the mood is that of not competition, but so these descriptions, if they are given, and that will, the mind is attached to that, so then you'll seek that place to be your object of meditation and destination. So then the circling, I feel, can be minimized or reduced. Then you can go up.
I have another question of your own. You mentioned about the joys who are meditating And gradually they leave their physical body and they are in subtle body.
Yeah.
Gradually they are just giving up the different layers.
Yes.
But they still try to enjoy and they go to Satyaloka as well.
Yeah.
That
the
means
different
they,
stops are different. Vaishvana, the Loka.
Yeah, so that means they have intelligent body as Rama. As Lord Rama.
Okay.
And what is and you said also they have knowledge. I just want trying to understand that gradual evolving process.
Yeah.
And their desires as well, enjoyment and knowledge.
Yeah, so that part is given by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur from 2.2.24 onwards. He describes that first they go to the presiding deity of the fire, Vaishvanara, by means of Akasha, through the Sushumna Nadi, by the path of Brahma Loka. So that Nadi is located outside the body. So I can send you that.
Please.
And this journey. So that's where all the stars are being described, the circle stars with the stars such as Aditya, Punarvasu, and ends with Dhruva star. So having given up their impurities, Vidutha Kalaha, not being attached to anything, they proceed to the circle of stars located higher. So now their attachment to the material world is gone, but then some attachment to live in those lokas are there, but they are proceeding. Then this whole journey is given. And then that's where they pass through the navel of the universal form, Vishwanabhim, with a subtle body which is very subtle and pure. Aniyasa and pure, Virajena. He alone, separate from others. He does not go to Swarga, he arrives at Maharloka. Yeah, that's where the connection is made, that that's when they come to the pole star, the tail of the Shishumara planet. So then they see the destruction of all the lokas, then they become then they proceed up. 2.2. That's right.
Actually, 2.3 is the change of heart.
Yeah.
So
the journey is described.
Yeah.
In 2.2, yeah, change of heart is pure devotional service is given, contrasted with the.
So this is for Virat meditators. This is like the graduation for them.
Yeah. So Krama Mukti, they pass through Vaishvanara Loka, Shishumara Loka, Mahaloka, Brahma Loka. They become free from the changes from earth, water, air, ether. They pierce the false ego, they pierce the Mahatattva, then they pierce the Pradhan, and then they get liberated.
How come we have access to that book of Subhadra Swami?
I can send it to you. It's in his website.
Can you share the link, please?
Yeah, this book, yeah, I got it from internet only. Vedanta Psychology.
Vedanta Psychology.
Very intense read book. If you can read and make some diagrams.
Thank you.
Rantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhaktavinoda Ki Jai.